You think you know the Great Wall of China? You may not. The Great Wall is so big, if you've been to just one part, you may not have seen really what the wall's all about. Let's talk more about that. We're with Benjamin Cohen. He's calling us this morning from Beijing. He's with the Great Wall Adventure Club, which hosts hiking and trekking adventures to the Great Wall. Is it fair to say, Benjamin, that the Great Wall of China is really multiple Great Walls?
Yeah, that's true. I think, you know, there's a popular conception that the Great Wall is one continuous, unbroken wall for thousands of miles. But, you know, it's really, it starts and stops. There's different sections all around China. So it's really not just one monolithic wall.
So give us some idea of the scale of the Great Wall. How big is it? How many miles?
It's about a little over, you know, no one really knows for sure, just because there's so many different sections. You know, there's still some that really aren't discovered. But most people think it's about a little over 30,000 miles.
Now, is it true that the Great Wall was originally built to keep invaders out of China?
That was definitely part of it. You know, the first emperor around 220 BC, he was really the first emperor to unify China, to unify all the city-states. You know, part of it was security against, you know, Mongolian tribes. But another part of it was just to kind of extend emperor's control over the other city-states. You know, he had their own individual walls built down, and he had his own wall built so that he could, you know, maintain control and security over his new domains.
Now, we've discussed the fact that the Great Wall is really many walls, and one part of this is called the Unrestored Wild Wall. What is that?
You know, there's some parts of the Great Wall that are very, very, very famous sections. You know, these are very, very touristy parts of the Great Wall. You know, we call this, you know, the Disney World Great Wall. It's just so tacky. But what we do, we do hikes and trekking on some of the more unrestored sections. These are the less touristy sections. These are the ones that are not commercialized. And, you know, and the Great Wall you see, it's the Great Wall that's been there for a thousand years, not one that's just been restored. And we feel this is a much better, more intimate Great Wall experience. You know, these sections are much less crowded, and it's just a more authentic, organic experience. And it's really much more preferable to going to some of these more touristy sections.
Benjamin Cohen, he's with the Great Wall Adventure Club, which hosts hiking and trekking adventures to the Great Wall of China. And Benjamin's calling us this morning all the way from Beijing. Are there some parts of the wall you can't even get to right now? And if that's the case, why is that?
There's some smaller, unnamed sections. You know, we talked about going to unrestored sections. You know, these sections are so unrestored, it's just dangerous. It's a hazard. You know, a few times a year, you'll hear reports of hikers dying on the Great Wall, you know, either just, you know, falling or due to the elements. I mean, there was one story I heard where these two people were sleeping on the Great Wall, they got hit by lightning and died. So some of these smaller, unknown sections are pretty much off limits. You know, sometimes they might be being developed for commercialization and they're not ready yet. But most times, it's just these small sections that are just too much of a safety hazard.
Do you think, Ben, in conclusion, that the Great Wall is just going to outlast all of us? It's going to be there long after we're out of the picture?
Well, I think if there's no mandate involvement, then no. Because a lot of these sections, these smaller sections, these unrestored sections, they are crumbling before our eyes. And, you know, a big problem is, you know, farmers and other rural people stealing stones and materials away from the Great Wall, just, you know, decimating it. So unless it's under government protection, some of these more touristy sections, I mean, those are going to be there forever because those are the real cash cows. But these more unrestored sections, I mean, I think within 100 years, I mean, they could almost all be gone.
Benjamin Cohen with the Great Wall Adventure Club. Where can we find the company online, Benjamin?
You can go to greatwalladventure.com. And we're also developing a new site that has more adventure and hiking tours. And for this, you can go to newchinatours.com. So the two sites you can go to are greatwalladventure.com and newchinatours.com.
Thank you very much, Benjamin Cohen, with the Great Wall Adventure Club. Really interesting information, and have a good hike next time up to the Great Wall.